talk with Rick Limbert here in just a second. He's in Vegas at the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. Congratulations to Jason in Loganville. I guess with the next 3 weeks, we're going to be selecting winners when you hear the little cue to call in to have a sports trivia showdown against a member of the Cage Cult show. And the grand prize will get, thanks to Jersey Mike's, well, you'll get Jersey Mike's for a year and then a large screen, large flat screen TV to watch the big game on. So
yeah, you're lucky you're not going up against somebody on this show. I think I've proven we kick trivia's ass.
The Atlanta Falcons or just the Atlanta Falcons?
Okay. I'm not sure.
Always like talking with Rick Rick Limbert in Vegas. You know, even though he lives here, you're out there. I saw some of your pictures after I think one of the wild card games. You're at the MGM, and it was the Chicago game when Cody Parkey missed the field goal. That was fun to watch all those faces. But you got the CES, all the new stuff, the techie stuff that we'll eventually be buying, or as Steve said earlier, trying to use. Rick, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Steve and Jason. Good to talk to you guys. And yeah, the last 2 days were media days, so the show really officially kicks off today at 10 o'clock. So looking forward to seeing what the masses are going to see today.
Well, I want to thank you for getting up at 4:30 a.m. too.
Yeah, no problem, Steve. I'm not on East Coast time anymore, but anything for Bailey.
You know, I hear you, and we both are fiends about this, and this stuff is complicated, and it is cool to see what's coming. Remember years ago when you talked about the Curve TV? We've already bought it, gotten rid of it. Nobody has it anymore.
Yeah, so what are some of the hot topics that you know when you walk into the convention center today that you're planning on seeing, Rick?
So the self-driving cars, yesterday kind of a consortium was announced where all the car manufacturers now are kind of pooling their resources together, and self-driving cars are going to be a thing here in the next few years. There's actually a self-driving car company that's offering the media, rides around town to try to promote that. So I don't know where I stand on that yet. I'm a little nervous. I like my car, and I like driving it. So it makes me a little nervous, but I like seeing the progress.
And the technology, even if it's not a self-driving car, like in my truck, I've got a GMC Sierra, and it's got technology where it reads the road. There are sensors on the bottom that read the road. And if you start to doze off, I know like some of the Mercedes have this as well, the steering wheel will take control of the truck, or like if I'm going into a lane and I don't, you know, it'll bring the truck back into my lane by itself.
See, I don't know that.
So it drives itself in that aspect.
Do y'all really like that? I've been in cars where they
shakes the chair and everything.
Yeah, where they start to brake even harder than you're braking, you know, and stuff like that. And I get it, but boy, I worry when the car starts driving or thinking for itself, and I'm not doing it. I would say to you, Bailey, stay awake, quit driving off the road.
Well, it's good because we all know now I fall asleep everywhere. So
yeah, wake up.
So all right, so you got the self-driving cars. I think we're a little ways away from that. I mean, you know, I know the Tesla, it does that. It's a little freaky. I'm with you, Rick. It's going to take a minute to, maybe not even in our lifetime, will we be accustomed to it. But anyway, what else is going to be out there?
Yeah, the sad fact is the American population skewing older. Us three, we're getting older too. So a lot of products this year for the aging population. So that are connected to our phones or just kind of devices that hearing aids that you don't have to recharge. Things like that, things to prevent falls and slips for elderly people. So the aging population, we're living older now. The average male life expectancy now is 85.6 years. That's the oldest it's ever been. So as we get older, we're going to need some products to help us get through the day.
I'm sorry, Rick. Can you slow that down and talk louder? Steve, I don't think heard you.
His battery's dead.
My hearing aid just went out, you know. Damn you. I will say that I do get that, and I think that that's fantastic. Because we remember, you remember somebody even 20 years ago, if they had a hearing aid, it was that huge-ass light brown thing in their ear. Now, you can't even tell somebody has one in.
Yeah, they're like ear pods.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You put them in there. You know, it's not a techie thing, but I think I'm late to the dance on this one, but I just learned about these pills, nootropics.
Nootropics.
All right, so it's kind of like...
Is that going to help you perform better in the bedroom?
No, it's like a limitless pill, that movie with Bradley Cooper. It's what is it?
Yeah, it's like
Rogan pushes these.
Yeah, it's to help your brain. It's like supplements for your brain, basically.
So, you know, like what Rick's talking about with the technology for the elderly and the senior citizens, which is great. The unfortunate thing is probably half the stuff they're not going to know how to use it. You know, if you're 90 years old and you want some Bluetooth hearing aid type of wireless charge type of deal, like, no idea what you're talking about right now. But this nootropics thing, did I say that right?
Nootropics.
God, nootropics.
Nootropics.
Is a pill that like feeds your brain.
So it's brain food.
It's like, that's what it is, right?
Yeah, it's like supplements for your brain. It helps with like cognitive abilities, you know, memory.
Recall.
Yeah, just anything with your brain. It makes your brain strong.
I think I'm getting on that stuff. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to get
on it. No, you know what? I'm not against that either, because then you remember things. Like, it took me a minute to remember movies today. If you're on it, then you remember.
The CEO of Google, I read, takes 100 of these pills a day. That's a lot of pills.
Are you serious, dudes?
What else is going to be out there at the CES in Vegas there, Rick?
Well, of course, I'm always covering the sports and the fitness thing. So we've been wearing those fitness bands for years now on our wrists. So these are being improved to the fact where they're becoming more health devices than fitness devices. So they're giving us advice on things based on the information it's collecting. They're giving us information on things about our health, how to improve it, maybe things that we're susceptible to based on what we're doing. So that's kind of the changing of the guard with these little bands. They're actually going to help us more than just give us some our steps and how we slept each night.
I think they're great. You know, I've got an Apple Watch, and I use it for, like, when I do training or whatever. I think it's great, especially for those that are trying to lose weight, and it kind of motivates you. You know, you're like, okay, I can actually look at my watch, how accurate it is, who knows, and I can say, all right, I did X amount of calories. I'm trying to get to this amount of calories, and it kind of pushes you a little bit. So I think it's good, especially for those that are in a situation where they've never exercised and they have no idea what they're doing and what their goal is.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't on the wrist. I know it sounds crazy, but for those of us that still wear
a pee-pee ring?
No. You know, if you wear, if you have a watch or a nice watch and you want to do that, you know, I found that I'm like, all right, now I got two of these things on. You know, it's just a bit much. I wish it was something that maybe went in my pocket or somewhere else on my body.
Well, you can put it on your phone.
Yeah.
You got it on your phone. I don't think it reads as well.
I don't either, but I get the steps. It's always the goal is 10,000 steps, but I've got these devices, and for a while there, you do it, and you do it, and you do it, then you get away from it.
Well, the biggest thing is your heart rate. So, like, if you're trying to lose weight, you want to do the math and figure out what your heart rate needs to be, then bring it down, then go up. So that's good for that stuff.
All right, it is good.
One last one there, Rick, out at CES.
I think I haven't seen really anything tennis, Bailey. But, you know, our golf is here, and the fact that as we play these sports, now there's coaching apps that are available for everything from aerobics to golf to running. So what happens is they get the information through the devices we're wearing or you videotape on your phone kind of you doing these sports, and then there's online or coaching that they will help you improve your golf swing or your technique doing something, and that's becoming more prevalent now. It started maybe a few years ago, and people were a little nervous about it. Now there's more and more companies offering that, so maybe you could improve maybe your backhand just by wearing a device, and then somebody gives you some tips about that.
Well, you know, some of those new rackets, you know, Rick and I work together at the BB&T, mm-hmm. You know, he does all the media for them, but you know, like the technology is now in the racket, or you can put, you know, something on the racket.
Sensor.
Yeah, sensor. Yeah, you know this stuff, Rick. But then it goes to your phone, and it'll track like your swings. And the same with golf. You know, golf, I think, is a bigger sport when it comes to just really everything. Than
well,
it
even
is
the
tennis.
Range, the distance finders and range finders that I got for Christmas. You know, guys have been using these for years, and I, you know, a lot of people purists think you should eyeball it. But yeah, technology's coming into play. But I wonder, if you could look. I know tennis is a fluid thing; it's happening. But golf, if I've got a second while the other guy's hitting, and I could show my ball what position it is, where it is in the trap, or you know, out of bounds, and then all of a sudden you take a picture of that, or you put a device on it, and then you get two or three opinions on how to play it. Mm-hmm. That's a trip.
Hey, Rick, maybe we can get you on before you leave Vegas. I'm curious, and we got to run now, but I'm curious on what the stuff is they'll have at CES. I think that, like, the Bluetooth locks, indoor, outdoor, like just a simple master lock is going to be a thing this year. And, you know, and obviously the smart homes has been a thing for a while, but they're making it easier. And a lot of companies, I know, you know, Steve endorses Xfinity, and they have packages put together.
For home security systems and things like that.
And they're making it easier for people to use and just to put in your house, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm curious what they have that up.
Shopping. Yeah, one-stop shopping for everything in your house. And I got one for Steve later in the week, too. I'm going to try it out. The cordless hair dryer, Steve. I'll let you know how it is.
Dude, that would make my life so easy. See if they have a cordless straightener, too.
What are you going to use it on, Rick?
not much, but I'm at least going to try it. But,
Rick, try it. You dry your whole body with it. You tell me how it is.
It'll take about 5 seconds.
You can follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell, and I'm positive he's going to be updating everybody from the CES.
Thanks,
there.
Rick.
And we'll talk to you later on in the week, please.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, we'll see you. Rick Limbert, he's a great guy. You see him on local television, national television all the time. He lives here in Atlanta.
That's great, man.
Like I said, the BB&T. The dude's great. I love him on the air. And the CES, I've always wanted to go out there because can you imagine the little goodie bags you can bring back?
Oh my God, freebies? Just the gifts alone.
It'd be amazing. But this is the stuff you see before we start to buy it.
Yeah.
You know, but those Bluetooth locks, I really think that's
Never even heard of that till you said it today.
That's going to be a thing this year. Like, wow. Home Depot doesn't even, to the best of my knowledge, carry them in store. Mm-mm. You know, so you have to order them online. But, you know, how many times you forget your key or the code to the lock, and now you can just, you know, do it on your phone. And there's also a company that has the fingerprint. And they're like a little pricey, like $50 a pop, but very, very good for places that you got to lock up.
Future's bright, baby.
Yeah, there you go. All right, headlines, round number two. Brandy, what you got?
All of our headline winners will be entered into a drawing for one of our prizes if they know what big change has come to Fulton County Schools and will we or won't we get our tax refund this year.
All right, two big stories from today. Match that audio up with the correct headline. Learn us a little bit here, please. Need some players. 404-741-7625. Do your headlines here next.
I'll be damned if I understand half of what's going on in their heads.
Bailey and Southside.